Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall. Thanks for joining us. We're pleased to welcome to our program this morning the Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science from the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service, our friend Judy West. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Danny.
Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you're doing well today.
I am. I'm doing great. How about you?
I am doing well. Thank you very much. And I know our topic today is in hopes that we can help everybody across the region do well and do better maybe with their eating habits. So we're talking about eating local and eating healthy. Judy, first of all, what do we mean by eating local?
Well, Danny, I think what we mean by eating local is that the food that we're eating is produced locally, meaning it hasn't moved long distances to the market.
Okay.
So one common definition that we hear a lot that it within 100 miles of the point of purchase from where it was grown to where we consume it. So within 100 miles. But again, there's really no single definition for local, but that's commonly what we understand as being local. Our Congress, though, passed in 2008 a definition where they actually say less than 400 miles. And of course, they have to define something in order to develop policies. And so they kind of combine local and regionally, and they put it together and said less than 400 miles from the origin of the product to consumption or from the state in which it was produced. But commonly, we look at it as within 100 miles.
And the cool thing about that is if you visit your farmer's market, it's going to be much closer than that, right?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. And communities, and that's why there's not a real, you know, clear-cut definition, because
sure,
some communities define it, and they want it defined like within their community. Okay. So that mileage could be less than 100 miles.
Well, we started out the program, Judy. I said to eat local, eat healthy. What do you see as the connection between eating local and healthy?
Well, believe it or not, Danny, research is showing that when we eat foods that are grown nearby or we actually grow it ourselves, we actually tend to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables. And, of course, we all know that fresh fruits and vegetables is a very important part of our diet. And when our diet, when we have a high diet of fruits and vegetables, we are likely to, it's been associated with a decrease in our chronic diseases such as heart disease, some forms of cancer, and overweight and obesity. It supports a healthy lifestyle.
It just, you know, when you take a second step back, it makes perfect sense. If you're going to eat local, it's going to be fresher. You're going to have more access to the fresh fruits and vegetables. And that in itself is a special reason to do it, but also that it's just delicious. I mean, when you're eating.
Yeah, it often, it does taste better. And when it tastes better, then people consume more. So that's where that link to health has come in. They're actually showing where if you eat locally, you're more likely to eat more fresh fruits and vegetables.
Our guest is Judy West. Judy's Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about eating local, eating healthy. We touched on one. Maybe it's just because it's so good. What are some of the other reasons for supporting local foods, Judy?
Well, another important reason, Danny, is that it supports our local economy. It actually puts money back into the local economy, creating jobs and supporting local businesses because, you know, we're not necessarily talking about just eating, getting our fresh fruits and vegetables from farmers market, but there's restaurants that are also getting involved and actually using local foods in their menus. So it can actually support our local economy. It also supports our local farmers because we're losing farmland, we're losing farmers, and so it's helping our farmers stay on the land, and it's keeping our rural areas rural by preserving farmland. So those are some of the other important reasons. Bottom line, you know, it does help with the economy.
And you touched
the local economy.
You touched on something as well in terms of history. I think it's fairly recent that that we have stores and restaurants who are now more and more in the last few years starting to get the local products, use the local products and what they serve.
Yes, they are. Near corners, grocery stores and run-ins and things, you're seeing more actually, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables. And a lot of those are moving to local. It's almost like a little local farm stand.
And it's kind of neat, too. I don't know all the ins and outs of transporting fruits and vegetables and stuff, but I assume there are things that have to be done to them sometimes to try and keep them fresh or looking fresh when they travel all the way across the country that maybe we wouldn't have to worry about that if we are eating locally.
Yes, it's definitely fresher when we eat local.
Where do we find local foods? We mentioned the, you know, you'd like your corner grocery store and the restaurants now, other locations maybe?
Yeah, I think we've mentioned some of them, farmers markets. Mm-hmm. So, you know, check about your local farmers markets. I know in Wilkes County, we now have two farmers markets. So one is in the town of Wilkesboro, and they operate Friday afternoons and evenings, and then we have another one in North Wilkesboro that is operating on Saturday mornings and Tuesday evenings. So it's a matter of checking out the local communities and support your local farmers markets. And then across North Carolina, we have over 200 different farmers markets and several, over 150 roadside farm stands. So those are the things that, you know, that we can look for. And then we just mentioned grocery stores. Check with your grocery stores. Usually they're going to have signs up about local. Talk to them about what that means, where it's grown.
Many of them in their advertising campaigns now mention having local produce and fruits and stuff available.
Yes. And you'll see in North Carolina, I think grown in North Carolina, you will see that sign. So you'll know it's at least grown in our state.
Judy West is our guest this morning, Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. Judy, how maybe some other ways we can get involved in the local foods movement? What can we do?
Well, I think we could just, you know, make a commitment that we want to get more involved with maybe starting with cooking seasonally. Cook with foods that are in season, and that helps support this local foods movement. And
brilliant.
You can go to Extension and we can help with recipes for produce that's coming in season, that we can help with recipes. And then buy from your local farmers market. Check it out, find out where they are, and support those farmers markets. And then there's a North Carolina 10% campaign. And what that's about is pledging to actually buy 10% of your food locally.
Oh, neat.
And you can sign up for that. And that helps, again, putting money back into our local economy. So there's a system that's set up through this 10% campaign where basically you're just pledging and they're going to help you keep track of what you're spending so they can keep track of how much we actually are spending locally. I think they've just recently said that through this campaign, they have found out that over North Carolinians have spent over $35 billion a year on food. And if we spent 10% on that locally, that's a contribution of $3.5 billion that would be available in our own state's economy. So it's just another example of how it can support our economy.
That's billion with a B. Wow.
Yeah, if we just pledge 10%. So they have a system that you can sign up online, and they'll help you keep track of it and send you newsletters, help you find local products.
Oh, that's great. So you get a lot of tools to help you to make it easier for you to do. And and over the last few years, there have been with more access to local foods through the farmers market, through the grocery stores and restaurants. I think that is obviously has also helped because when it's easier to find, it's easier for folks to buy.
Exactly. Exactly. And then, of course, call your cooperative extension office. They can help you through if you're wanting to start growing a garden. You can grow your own garden and we can help with seasonal recipes. We can help you find resources. We can help you get involved with a 10% campaign. So,
or if you're like me, you can just enjoy your family members' gardens like I did all season.
Oh, yes. That too.
Some delicious.
And community gardens. If you don't have a space at home, there's, you know, check out what's available in terms of community gardens.
That's a really a neat idea. And those are cropping up more and more too. And I think that's a great idea. Judy West, your phone number there at the Extension in Wilkes County.
It's 336-651-7330.
So if folks want a little more direction about what we talked about today or access to more information, they can give you a call, right?
They sure can.
Judy West, Extension Agent, Family and Consumer Science with the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Service. It is always a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you very much, Judy, and we'll talk with you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Danny.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.